Nebraska Real Estate Headlines. Nebraska Agent Commission Rates, What the Latest Data Shows. Calibri Real Estate breaks down average real estate commission rates and city-by-city breakdowns for agents across Nebraska. Understanding local commission benchmarks helps any real estate professionals competitively price their services and negotiate with confidence. Review the full commission breakdown by any city at the link below. Nebraska Real Estate Headlines. Nebraska Deeds Online launches digital deed access for any real estate. Nebraska Deeds Online provides an online platform for accessing deed records in Nebraska. Digital deed access streamlines title research and due diligence for any real estate professionals, reducing courthouse visits and accelerating transaction timelines. Bookmark nebraskadeedsonline.us/ for faster property record lookups on your next NE deal. Nebraska Real Estate Headlines. Nebraska Taxes Online digital portal streamlines property tax payments. Nebraska property owners and professionals can now search and pay property taxes through a dedicated online platform. Real estate professionals in NE can expedite due diligence, verify tax statuses for transactions, and guide clients through payments without office visits. Bookmark https://nebraskataxesonline.us/ for quick tax lookups during listing prep and closings. Nebraska Real Estate Headlines. Nebraska Realtor Commission Rates Edge Above National Average, Survey Shows. A February 2026 survey found the average real estate commission in Nebraska is 5.84%, slightly higher than the national average of 5.70%. Local real estate professionals should note that Nebraska's above-average commission rates may influence competitive positioning and client conversations in the current market. Review the full survey data at https://listwithclever.com/average-real-estate-commission-rate-nebraska/ to benchmark your own commission structure. Nebraska Real Estate Headlines. Cass County Assessor Office drives fair property valuations in NE. The Cass County Assessor's Office, led by Sasha Fry, operates under a mission to establish fair and equitable property assessments for the county. Accurate property assessments from the Cass County Assessor directly impact valuation benchmarks and tax obligations that any real estate professionals must navigate for clients. Review the Cass County Assessor's mission and processes at the source link to stay informed on local valuation standards. Nebraska Real Estate Updates, NE County Assessor Contact List, and Parcel Search Tools, updated for real estate pros. The Nebraska Department of Revenue provides a complete county assessor address listing in PDF and Excel formats alongside parcel search functionality. Accurate assessor contacts and parcel data are essential for any real estate professionals conducting due diligence, valuations, and transactions across all 93 counties. Download the updated assessor directory and access parcel search tools at hrevenue.nebrevenue.nebraska/county-assessors-and-parcel-search. Nebraska Real Estate Updates. Nebraska County Assessor GIS Portal now available via Nebraska Map. The Nebraska Map website provides links to County Assessor GIS resources, which are hosted on non-state-run sites maintained by individual vendors. Real estate professionals in NE rely on County Assessor GIS data for property boundaries, valuations, and parcel research, essential to transactions and client advisory. Access county-level GIS resources at https://nebraskamap.gov/pages/county-assessor-gis and contact the respective vendor directly for any technical issues. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most NE jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with three comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers four things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most NE jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of NE cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it.